If approved, the legislation would ban the state, its employees, local governments, and the university system of Georgia from implementing the law. Holly Springs Representative Scott Turner says the legislation is needed to protect Georgians from what he calls the biggest overreach of federal government in modern history.
The people of Georgia have let us know that they want leaders to stand and defend them from this unjust violation of their right to live a free life.
The representatives say the legislation would not do away with the federal health care exchange, which allows Georgians to receive medical coverage. But they say it would prevent the University System of Georgia from operating the Navigator program. The program currently assists Georgians with signing up for the health care exchange. Woodbine State Representative Jason Spencer is one of those sponsoring the legislation.
We're saying to the federal government that the state will not participate.
The representatives also plan to ask the attorney general or a special appointed counsel to file a lawsuit to try and overturn a case surrounding the Affordable Care Act, which was already ruled on by the U.S. Supreme Court. Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the health care law, but allowed states to choose whether to opt out of Medicaid expansion. Governor Nathan Deal decided against the expansion, saying Georgia couldn't afford it. But Atlanta State Senator Vincent Fort defends the health care law, including Medicaid expansion.
That would be the criminal part to this. If any more time, energy, and resources were used to adjudicate what is already accepted law, as opposed to implementing the Affordable Care Act.
And Fort says the legislation seeking to prevent Georgia from implementing the federal health care law is an attempt to pander to the far-right base of the Republican Party during a primary election year. Those opposing the federal health care law say large numbers of Georgians have lost their health care coverage due to the act. Meanwhile, supporters say as a result of the state's decision not to expand Medicaid, hundreds of thousands of Georgians will remain uninsured. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.